With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening. Thanks for joining me. The liturgical year traditionally comes to an end with the celebration of the Feast of Christ the King, celebrating the coming of the Kingdom of God on earth and in heaven. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll hear festive music to mark the feast with pieces by Gibbons, King, Dove, Walton, and others. We'll begin with stirring organ music by 20th century French composer Jean Langlet. His Hymn d'Action de Grâce is one of a set of three paraphrases of Gregorian melodies, this one based on the chant Te Deum. Anne Lubunsky performs on the organ of St. Peter's Roman Catholic Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Anne Lebunski played Hymn d'Action de Grâce, Te Deum by Jean Langlais. She performed on the organ of St. Peter's Cathedral in Erie, Pennsylvania. Ken Naylor's majestic tune, Ko Fen, beautifully sets a 17th century hymn text by John Mason, How Shall I Sing That Majesty? Naylor was a public school teacher, and at the time he wrote this tune, was music master at Lay's School, Cambridge. The name Ko Fen comes from an open space near his school. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings, led by Malcolm Archer. The hymn How Shall I Sing That Majesty with one of the great hymn tunes of the 20th century, Ko Fen. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral, accompanied by Rupert Goff. Music of Orlando Gibbons is next, his great anthem, Great King of Gods. It's more commonly known today as Great Lord of Lords from a later adaptation of the original text. We'll hear the original text as set by Gibbons and performed by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, along with the ensemble fretwork, all conducted by Bill Ives. Great King of Gods by Orlando Gibbons was sung by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, accompanied by fretwork. Bill Ives conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn Rejoice the Lord is King is set to John Darwall's sturdy tune known as Darwall's 148th in our next selection, paired with an anthem setting of the same text by English composer Brian Kelly. Both are sung by the Chancel Choir of South Church in New Britain, Connecticut. Richard Coffey conducts and David Westfall plays the organ. Rejoice the Lord is King in two settings. We just heard it as an anthem composed by Brian Kelly, and earlier heard the first stanza of the hymn sung to Darwall's 148th. Richard Coffey led the Chancel Choir of South Church, New Britain, Connecticut. Larry King was an innovative church musician in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, particularly during his time as director of music at Trinity Church Wall Street in New York. From a disc devoted to his organ and choral music, we'll hear the Trinity Choir sing two of his compositions, first a setting of the Lord's Prayer, followed by a text for Christ the King, and He Shall Reign as King. James Sims conducts with Timothy Smith at the organ.
Thank you.
Two pieces by Larry King. We just heard "And He Shall Reign as King," sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Wall Street. Before that, they sang his setting of the Lord's Prayer, intended for unison congregational singing, or in this instance, a four-part choral setting. James Sims conducted. The hymn "Lead On, O King Eternal" is next, pairing words by Ernest Shurtleff with the tune "Lancashire" by Henry Smart. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square is directed by Craig Jessup and accompanied by Clay Christiansen. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, led by Craig Jessup, sang "Lead On, O King Eternal." You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 104 is an exuberant psalm of praise, full of dramatic imagery and wonderfully captured in our next selection, a piece by Jonathan Dove. "Bless the Lord, O my soul," makes use of an extensive and virtuosic organ accompaniment, along with striking choral writing to bring this psalm to life. We'll hear a performance by the Vasari Singers, led by Jeremy Backhouse. Jeremy Filsell plays the organ.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O My Soul, by Jonathan Dove, was performed by the Vasari Singers. Jeremy Backhouse conducted. Healy Willen established a strong standard of choral composition and church music in Canada throughout his career during much of the 20th century. Among his smaller compositions is a motet on a gradual for Compline from the Sarum Gradual, King All Glorious. The excellent Canadian choir, the Alora Singers, will perform, directed by Noel Edison. Noel Edison led the Alora Singers in O King All Glorious by Healy Willen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A regal Te Deum is next, one composed by Sir William Walton for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in 1953. It actually had its genesis in a conception from 10 years earlier to be performed for the first night of the proms in 1944, but various factors postponed its creation until 1952, just in time to be used as the coronation Te Deum in June 1953. Originally scored for full orchestra with organ, we'll hear it in a version for organ and brass with an added fanfare at the beginning. Stephen Layton leads polyphony in this performance, accompanied by the Wallace Collection Brass Ensemble with James Vivian playing the organ.
Thank you. Thank you.
William Walton's Coronation Te Deum was performed by Polyphony, accompanied by organist James Vivian and the Wallace Collection Brass. Stephen Layton conducted. Grand and mesmerizing organ music of Johann Sebastian Bach is next, as we hear his Fantasia in G major, also known as Pièce d'Orgue, for the heavy French Baroque influence in its writing. Craig Kramer plays the wonderful organ built by Paul Fritz in 2004 for the University of Notre Dame.
Thank you.
Pièce d'orgue or Fantasia in G major, BWV 572 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Craig Kramer played the Fritz organ in the DeBartolo Performing Arts Center on the campus of Notre Dame University. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the Feast of Christ the King. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.